Yeah, I just heard about that this morning, and I looked it up about an hour ago, so we'll be getting something. It'll be interesting to see. And no, nothing more exciting going on. We did a lot of grocery shopping on the last few days, did the normal Meijer pickup order, and then did a follow-up at Kroger with things that got missed or forgotten about, and then another follow-up at Costco. So we are loaded. It can drop 6 feet of snow for all I care. nothing else exciting going on. I'm actually cleaning up some of my bookmarks in my browser, which is probably going to be a month-long ordeal, but I think I'm just going to get a little start on it today. Getting tired of digging 3 deep in bookmarks to do something I do every day. So kind of getting the main stuff in the forefront.
Not very good. Make sure you got, if it's the ice, electric wires and ice don't do very good. Back when I lived on the west side of the state, ice and electricity, it tends to pop a lot of lines and a lot of transformers. So make sure you got some sort of solution just in case that starts to happen. And it really doesn't, you know, like over here, I haven't seen too many ice storms, but when I grew up in the west side of the state, we were notorious for ice storms, and you could just sit there and stare outside and watch the lightning everywhere.